Nearly 3,000 people have signed a petition to save the South Western Railway service to London Waterloo, which goes through parts of Wiltshire. It's due to be axed at the end of the year and will affect passengers who use the service in Salisbury, Bradford-on-Avon and Trowbridge. Campaigners are meeting in Trowbridge tonight. Bruce Williamson is with the campaign group Rail Futures.
We're certainly up against it, and we're certainly very late in the day, but the Department for Transport are trying to sort of sneak this through at the last minute without consultation. I don't think the alternatives they're trying to offer are anywhere near as good as this service.
The Department for Transport say they work closely with operators to deliver the most efficient services for travellers while considering the best value for the taxpayer. Firefighters from Bradford-on-Avon have rescued a cat.
A meeting was held in Trowbridge last night by campaign groups who are fighting plans to scrap a train service through Wiltshire to London Waterloo. South Western Railway say axing the route, which stops at Bradford-on-Avon and Trowbridge, would avoid duplication of services with Great Western Railway. More than 3,000 people have already signed an online petition against the service, which is set to end in December. Tonight you could see more shooting stars than usual in the county.
Seven, talking about being in the office, let's talk about getting to the office. Lots of people commute from Wiltshire to other places around the county, particularly London. It's a great place to live here. If you work sometimes in London, you can get there quite easily with direct trains from places like Trowbridge and Bradford-on-Avon to London Waterloo. However, those services now at threat. 3,000 people have signed a petition to save those services. The Department for Transport and the operators South Western Railway are planning to scrap the route at the end of the year, saying that it will improve efficiency. But rail campaigners held a meeting last night in Trowbridge to protest the plans. Our reporter Karen Gardner spoke to commuters at Trowbridge station earlier this week.
I don't mind the changing over at Bristol. I'm not bothered by it.
Yeah, I'm the same.
You're not bothered either?
No.
It would displease me.
Why?
Not that I ever used it. But it is a link, obviously, with London and so on.
Do you think it's important that Trowbridge has that link?
Yes.
I think it would be so wrong to take this measure.
So you want people from Trowbridge to be able to get trains directly to London without having to change?
Yes, I think it's vital.
Do you ever use them?
Not for a very long time.
So it's not a problem for you?
Not a problem, no.
What about you, madam? Do you ever catch the train from Trowbridge?
No.
No, so it's not really of a concern for you?
No.
Graham Ellis is campaigning against the change to the timetable and organised the meeting last night.
So you can get a train to Paddington if you change at Bath, but if you want to go to Waterloo, and many people do if they're going into London, you won't be able to do that from Trowbridge, Bradford-on-Avon or Westbury.
That's correct. What you'll need to do is to change trains at Salisbury, where there's a wait of an hour between the local train to Salisbury and the local train on from there into London. I believe it'll make the journey something like 4 hours. We're told that the reason it's being taken off is because there's not many commuters on it and it's not used by many school children. The paradox is that after the pandemic, the bounce back and the return of traffic is the leisure market, with some lines, like for example one of the Great Western lines in Cornwall, showing 130% of pre-pandemic traffic, whereas the overall network is only at about 65%, so they're taking off the very thing that's growing. This is a well-used service. There was the old term of carrying fresh air around, wasn't there? Believe you me, there's no fresh air in these trains.
So what about people who regularly use the direct trains to London Waterloo?
My name is Mark Annand.
And where do you live, Mark?
I live in Bath. I use them, or I used to use them before COVID quite a lot, and I've started to use them again, and they've been getting busy again. And it just seems a daft thing to stop a train which is busy, well used. It seems to have about 3 to 4 times as many people on it crossing Salisbury as the train companies say they are using it. So it's got a lot more people on it. And these people tend to be people that are using it for a good reason. Some of them are out for the day, but some of them are going to see relatives, going to hospitals, goodness knows what else.
These changes are due in December, but there has already been a bigger cut in services since COVID. Currently, there's only one train a day to London. We've spoken to South Western Railway, who say the cuts will reduce route duplication with GWR and make the stretch of railway more efficient. The Department for Transport says that it works closely with operators to deliver the most efficient service for travellers, whilst also considering the best value for the taxpayer.
Karen Gardner there with that report in Trowbridge at the railway station. Well, with me on the programme now is Bruce Williamson, who is from the campaign group Rail Futures. He's also campaigning against the cut to these trains. Bruce, if you can just explain this a little bit to me, because what they're saying there, South Western Railway, is that actually these lines do already exist with Great Western Railway, so we can just get on those trains, can't we?
Well, you can if you want a much longer wait to change trains and a much worse service. I don't think it's fair to say that it's duplication. You know, it will still be possible to make that journey, but in a much, much less convenient way. So you've got a popular service. Why axe it? It doesn't make any sense at all.
I suppose one of the attractions for people moving to places like Trowbridge, like Bradford-on-Avon, is the fact that you can live out here in Wiltshire in a beautiful place, but still commute into London. So what effect do you think this could have on towns like that if these routes do go?
Well, I mean, it's clearly making it less attractive to do what you just described, to live there and commute, and possibly not even viable at all. You know, there's a reasonable limit to how much time people are prepared to spend travelling, and it may force people to get in their cars instead, which, of course, we don't want to do. And, you know, the government claims to have a green agenda. We've got COP26 coming up, and it's a bit hypocritical to force people off the trains and onto our sort of congested and polluted roads.
3,000 people have signed this petition then. Do you think it's going to be successful? Do you think they'll change their minds?
Who knows? You know, we've got to, as it were, fight the good fight. I mean, I think for a sort of locally based campaign, a petition, 3,000 signatures is pretty good. Who knows? But, you know, I think the fact that they've sort of withdrawn this service in a rather sneaky way, they haven't done a proper consultation. It's a bit naughty, really. So, you know, like I said, yeah, we've got to fight the good fight, and hopefully we can stop this.
Bruce Williamson, thank you very much for your time this morning. From the campaign group Rail Futures, as 3,000 people have signed a petition to save direct trains from Trowbridge to Bradford-on-Avon to Waterloo, and South Western Railway currently operating those routes there, and saying that actually it's just duplicating the current ones. Disagreements about that, but we'll keep an eye on this and tell you what is going to happen with it when we get a decision.
Urging you to get your COVID booster jab as soon as you get the invite. A meeting was held in Trowbridge last night by campaign groups who are fighting plans to scrap a train service through Wiltshire to London Waterloo. More than 3,000 people have already signed an online petition against the service, which is set to end in December. South Western Railway say axing the route, which stops at Bradford-on-Avon and Trowbridge, would avoid duplication of services with Great Western Railway. But Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Futures says it's actually a very different service.
I don't think it's fair to say that it's duplication. It will still be possible to make that journey, but in a much, much less convenient way. So you've got a popular service. Why axe it? It doesn't make any sense at all.